This is the sound of a business incentive at work. The child of a Mitsubishi auto executive puzzles out a math problem with his Japanese-speaking teacher. Today is Saturday, and this school in the central Illinois community of Bloomington Normal was set up exclusively for Mitsubishi's expatriate families.
The curriculums here is mostly Japanese language, plus mathematics.
Retired Mitsubishi executive Wako Takeyasu is the school's principal.
When they go to the higher grade I mean like grade 5 or grade 6, or junior high, we teach social science. So when they go back to Japan, meet the old classmates, I don't want them to be too far behind.
The Japanese Saturday school was a $1 million piece of the incentive package to lure Mitsubishi to Bloomington Normal. Ohio, Indiana, and Michigan also pitched multi-$1 million offers onto the table. Quality of life was just one reason Mitsubishi chose Illinois. There was also location, proximity to parts suppliers, a good labor pool, and finally, the big-ticket incentives. Mitsubishi says Illinois was the high bidder, with inducements totaling some $245 million. The plant opened in 1988.
Well, these are stamping presses. The length of these presses allows us to stamp out 6 different parts simultaneously. Every stroke, there are 6 jobs performed.
A Mitsubishi shop supervisor proudly points to massive machines that pound out hoods, fenders, and quarter panels in one mighty punch. The Illinois plant employs some 4,000 people and 600 robots. It's made more than 1 million cars. The $250 million worth of incentives for the car plant included major tax breaks, job training money, new sewer lines, and bigger roads to the factory. Then-Governor Jim Thompson led the Illinois effort, which critics called extravagant. Thompson, a Republican, promised that the public investment would pay off in jobs, new tax revenues, and consumer spending. Today, he's convinced it did.
For what we put into the deal as the state of Illinois, the return was immense. So there was never any justified criticism of the on the ground that that we paid too much. You've got to look at the return over the useful life of the plant.
What kind of return did Illinois get for the $250 million package? Some economists say there's no way to know for certain because it's so hard to collect all the pertinent information. Professors Margaret Chapman and John Wenham of Illinois Wesleyan University studied the numbers and concluded the public outlays would pay off in boosted tax revenues after about 10 years. But they also found that some of the promises made by supporters of the deal won't pan out. For example, the expectation of 8,000 new jobs at Illinois parts suppliers was too high. Chapman says that Mitsubishi modified its just-in-time purchasing schedule to buy parts from Michigan, Indiana, and elsewhere, rather than just local companies.
Illinois came in third in terms of the total number of suppliers that were located in the states. And, of course, this fewer supplier jobs meant that there were fewer future tax revenues to offset the initial expenditure.
The impact study did not determine how much of an additional burden Mitsubishi workers and their families put on local social services like schools, police, and welfare. The auto plant's chief lawyer and spokesman, Gary Schultz, says the public's investment was clearly a good deal, especially when you consider that Mitsubishi sank billions of its own into the plant. The automaker won't say exactly how much it spent. Chrysler was a partner in the plant for its first 3 years, but sold out to Mitsubishi. Where corn and soybeans once grew, there's now an enormous paved lot with a crop of gleaming new Mitsubishi Eclipse and Galant cars.
If you look at the west side of Bloomington now compared to 10 years ago, it's night and day. It is a lively part of town. Before, it was dead. It was a burned-out railroad area. There were not nice houses, very few stores. Now there are restaurants, there are motels, there are stores coming up, there's an outlet mall. It's brought about a whole turnabout in this community.
Bloomington Normal, a community of 100,000 people, was prosperous before Mitsubishi came. Its economy is dominated by white-collar jobs at local universities and service companies. Unemployment rates have been a stable 4-5% for the past decade. Mitsubishi started up in 1988, and since then, locally based State Farm Insurance created more than half as many jobs as the car maker, with no subsidies at all. Development officials in town say that some firms grumbled privately that a foreign company got government money while local firms had to fend for themselves. But former Governor Thompson dismisses the notion that outside companies get preferential treatment.
By far, most of the dollars used in economic development efforts today by states go to existing state businesses. I mean, the plain fact is that when the governor goes to Tokyo and talks to a Japanese auto factory, that's a story. And when he goes down the street and talks to an existing Illinois business, that's not the story.
The controversy over government subsidies to business is so old that Illinois lawyer Abraham Lincoln once stood up in a Bloomington courtroom to defend property tax breaks for the Illinois Central Railroad. Professor John Wenham of Illinois Wesleyan says the issue goes back to the founding of the Republic.
Government has been involved in one way or another in virtually all of the major expansions and developments of the United States in history. It goes back to tariff acts passed by the first Congress. It goes back to the Homestead Act that helped to populate the upper Midwest and the West, the land grant program that allowed the railroads to expand and capitalize themselves as they expanded. It seems to me government is the only entity that has the capability of taking some of the types of economic risk.
Illinois' 20th century gamble on Mitsubishi Motors may have been worth it, but the state is now focusing more on helping existing businesses to thrive than stealing firms away from other states. Critics of business enticements say the complexity of forecasting and then proving the impact of a project like Mitsubishi makes such public investments a leap of faith. For Marketplace, this is Stephen Smith.
The fuel fills, they put the trim parts in the car, even some of the final building of the vehicle itself. As you can see, the tires are already on the car, which is different from some other areas of the plant.